Welcome to Sisterhood, having conversations that matter with me, Lorianne Sheldrick, an incredible woman who support, encourage, and empower other women. While you are here, you will be supported. You will empower yourself so that you can be supportive to others and begin to fully embrace that we cannot be empowered women if we do not support those who are being disempowered. That is the magic that lies within sisterhood, and it only works if we do it together. The purpose of sisterhood is to create deep and meaningful connections with other women, have conversations that matter, because women need other women, and together we are going to be, do, and have all that we desire. It starts right here, right now, with me, my special guest, and with you. Let's begin. Welcome to the magic of sisterhood. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Sisterhood Podcast. Today I'm sharing something over at the podcast just a little bit differently. This is content that I've already created on January 25th, 2022. I wrote a blog called A Practice for When Your Thoughts Turn to Worry. When I recorded the blog, I was catching myself spiraling in this like future tripping. And that's often triggered when I start to worry about something and I don't catch the worry, you know, right away. And then one worried thought on top of another worried thought on top of another worried thought. And now I'm like down a worry rabbit hole. And so when I'm in these states, when I finally recognize, oh, by the way, you're in the rabbit hole of worry, I turn to some of the practices that I have and I decide which one I want to try, which one I want to practice, which one I want to incorporate. And I try it on for size, pull it out of my toolbox, try it on. And if it works, then great. Then I just keep using it. So I wrote the blog, I created an audio transcript for the blog. So what I'm sharing today is that audio transcript. And the reason why I'm sharing this content from the Contagiously Positive blog over to the podcast, even though there's an audio transcript over at the blog, is because I want the content to be easily accessed. I want you to be able to have access to it no matter where you are. Some people don't want to go to the blog. Some people want to listen to the podcast. Some people want to download it and then listen to it while they're on their walk without being connected to Wi-Fi. So it's not just that I'm just like recycling content, even though I think that's like really amazing to do. If you have content, use your content, share your content in as many ways as you can so you can reach as many people as you can, because we need your content. If that is something, you know, if that is work that you do, if you are a content creator, if you're a teacher, a coach, a healer, if you're in any role where you want to share your experience, your tools, your information, your education, your knowledge, share it on all platforms that you feel good sharing it. And this is one of those topics that I think is so important here on the Sisterhood Podcast, because so many of us for the past couple of years have been future tripping, haven't known what the future is going to hold for us, have been in a state of worry, worrying about finances, worrying about our jobs, worrying about our health, worrying about our family, worrying about our friends. Like there's been a lot of things that we've had to worry about over the past couple of years since the start of the pandemic. And now that things feel like they're coming back to some sense of normal, I guess, I can sense from so many of the conversations that I'm having with my clients and with my friends and with my family is that we're still in a worried state, because now we know what can happen and we're worried that it's going to happen again, and we're not really feeling fully safe. And when we don't feel safe, fear pops up, worry, fear pops up, anxiety pops up. So we need tools to regulate our nervous system, to tell our body that we are safe in this moment, we are safe, to bring us back to the present moment, to support our mental and emotional health, to support our physical health, all of it. And we need these tools. So that's what this share today is all about. And no matter what you're experiencing right now, I want you to really take this in. If one practice doesn't work for you, find another practice. Ask someone else if they have another practice. Like, don't think that just because one thing doesn't work, it means that it didn't work because you were doing something wrong. It wasn't the practice for you. It wasn't what you needed. You didn't do anything wrong. The person sharing the practice didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't what you needed. Sometimes what you needed, what worked yesterday, may not work today. Sometimes what works today may not work tomorrow. And that is why I share so many practices. I share so many different practices because we're building a mental and emotional and physical toolkit that we can turn to and open it up and ask ourselves, okay, what do we need today? And we're constantly building it. We're always adding to it because we're always learning. We're always growing. We're changing. You know, I'm not the same woman I was a decade ago. So the things I needed a decade ago, the practices I used a decade ago, often aren't the things that I turn to today because I'm a different person and I have different, I'm experiencing different things in my life as well. So oftentimes I need different things. There's also teachers that I loved a decade ago that the things that we're talking about didn't resonate with where I was at that time in my life. And I have gone back to it now because it resonates with the life that I'm living today and who I am today and what I'm experiencing today and what I'm doing today. So just keep creating your toolkit. Have a toolkit on your phone. Have a toolkit on your laptop. Have a toolkit like in journals that you can turn to, on like post-its even if you have to. Create that toolkit so that you know you can turn to these things when you need it the most, especially for this topic, for when your thoughts turn to worry. So enjoy today's share. If you want the written version of this audio transcript that I'm sharing, you can head over to contagiouslypositive.ca. Type into the blog search a practice for when your thoughts turn to worry, or I will just simply put the link in the show notes for you so you can access it right there. If you want even more support, I highly, highly recommend my emotional management workshop. It is a stress management workshop where we look at stress from a different lens, and we're not dealing with any stressors, external stressors. We are tackling our emotional state, our nervous system, regulating our nervous system. So we're looking at it from the lens of how can we process the emotions behind the stress, not just the exterior, the external stressors. So it's not about to-do lists. It's not about organization. It's about our emotional intelligence, emotional literacy, calming our nervous system. And again, just more tools that you could add to your toolkit. And that is called emotional management. And again, you can find that at contagiouslypositive.ca. And I've put the link for that also for you in the show notes. Have an amazing day. And as always, the way we always end, which is our reminder, you are good enough. You have always been good enough, and you will always be good enough. I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you back here next time. Bye. A practice for when your thoughts turn to worry is something I think most of us can use. I don't know about you, but sometimes I catch myself in a spiral of future tripping, which is usually triggered by worry. One worried thought creates another worried thought on top of another, and now I'm down the rabbit hole. I've had to learn many tools to help me when I'm in this spiral, and one thing that has been supportive lately is to be unattached from the future outcome of what I'm worrying about. I have needed this reminder so much lately as I find my thoughts turning towards worry more often than I would like. So this practice is just as much for me as it is for you. It isn't enough to just tell myself not to worry and not get attached. I wish it were that easy. But the practice I do to help me detach is simple, and that is important. Your mind is already in overdrive. So the simpler the practice, the more likely you and me are willing to turn to it for support, and the more likely it is to be mentally and emotionally supportive. Simplistic is definitely something that I believe many of us need. The practice is to ask myself,
What do you have control over in this moment? And then to do all the present moment things that I do have control over throughout the day. As an example, imagine that you are lying in bed. You wake up and a worried thought pops into your mind. Mornings are when I do my best worrying. You can feel it begin to take over you, mentally, emotionally, and even physically. This is when you bring in the practice. You think, yes, perhaps this could happen, but what do I have control over in this present moment? You know logically that you can't control the future, but worry doesn't care about logic, so start to make your mental list. I usually begin by telling myself that I am safe. Right now, I am safe in my bed. Right now, I can get up, go make a coffee. Right now, I can go let my dog out of his crate and enjoy his morning excitement and take care of his needs. Right now, I can get ready for work and have a shower or brush my teeth. You continue right nowing until your mind calms and those thoughts of worry get replaced by something else. That something else is all the things you actually do have present moment control over. The future is not one of them. As you can see, most of the things are little tasks, like making a coffee or going to have a shower. Even the tasks are simplistic and don't need to take up much mental bandwidth, which again, when in worry, is already feeling like it's at its max. The worry may come back. It probably will. So you do this practice again and again and again. And what will happen over time is that your brain will start to shift and offer up other thoughts that are not worry, perhaps ideas or solutions that will help you with the thing you were worrying about. Or at the very least, your stress over it will be minimized and you will trust that everything is going to be okay, even if it comes with temporary challenges. If you imagine yourself as just the thinker of your thoughts and not your thoughts, you become an observer of them from the present moment. Any distraction is a good distraction. It is a wonderful way to pivot and remind yourself that you do have control over some things, all of which are in the present moment, even though you can't control a future outcome. I cannot control that currently where I live, we are experiencing another lockdown. You have been on this journey too, so you can imagine where my thoughts of worry have turned to. I have no control over the lockdown mandates, so when my worried thoughts creep in, and trust me, they do, I ask myself, what do I have control over? For example, I can write this blog. The lockdown doesn't prevent me from writing this and sharing my practice with you. In fact, sharing what I'm doing actually helps me because it reminds me that I'm not alone, and it reminds me that we can support each other, something no one can ever take away from us. As the thoughts of worry creep in, you are simply allowing the thoughts to ebb and flow in and out of your conscious awareness. For example, if you are worrying over a problem you can't solve, this practice will allow you to let the solution naturally come to you. Which it will, I promise. But what is so great about focusing on doing what you have control over in this moment is that it will flow to you with more ease. Think about when you step away from your desk after spending hours trying to solve something. So often, the moment you step away and focus on something else is when the solution comes. When we stop forcing things to come is usually when they come because the forcing just creates more frustration and more worry. There is no ebb and flow when we become our thoughts instead of observing them without judgment. This is how we can detach ourselves from the future tripping we are in. Your worried thoughts are very normal. It is the stuff we compound on top of that worry that often takes us down a dark rabbit hole. How can you see another solution or another option or even have hope when you have taken up permanent residence in worry? I don't believe we can. So when your mind starts to spiral into worry, especially all the future tripping and what if scenarios, simplify it by asking yourself, what do I have control over in this moment? Right now, I can do this.